Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station. Jones and Keith, live from Gillette on WEEI, is presented by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and Cape Cod depend on. McFarlaneEnergy.com.
This hour, Jones and Keith is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Jones and Keith
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, high above the practice fields, Gillette Stadium, day one, Patriots training camp, and we're brought to you by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlaneEnergy.com. We're going to take you back through, well, some of the highlights and things that we saw here today at Patriots training camp. A very good day for Drake May and the first team offense, a bad day for the second team offense. Kyle Williams among the standouts. Steph Diggs first up throughout everything, drills, and also first targeted when it came to competitive segments out there during camp. Drake May scheduled to speak shortly. He's signing autographs. He made his way over to the corner there, Keith, off the practice field to our right.
That's good. Keep the fans happy. He's smart.
He's close to where the media is assembled now. I think Diggs and Gibson are talking.
Yeah.
So I'm sure when they break it up, Drake May will jump in there and start his press conference or his scrum anyway. You'll hear that here live any moment on WEEI, so go nowhere.
Yeah, good crowd around Steph Diggs. A few polite reporters talking to Gibson. Really not much you could do about that.
That's where you
That's tough timing for him, although maybe he prefers it.
That's where you get some real insight, I imagine. Like, right,
you know? Essentially a one-on-one exclusive with Gibson on the right, and then you have every single Patriots reporter sticking their microphone in the face of Steph Diggs right now who's talking. So I wonder if they'll wait for that to end, and then maybe Drake May will kind of slide over.
Yeah.
But no, the biggest takeaway.
Otherwise, that's embarrassing if everybody just runs away
thanks,
from
Steph.
Diggs. Yeah, see you, dude.
They'll wait. But, oh, yeah, actually, he's standing right behind him, so he'll be taking over that same spot. But, no, Diggs was number one on my list for what I wanted to watch day one of training camp. He was out here, no restrictions, no limitations.
No, like, sleeve on his knee or anything like that, which is consistent with OTAs and minicamp. But still, that's good to see, you know, in real live action. And he was active for everything today.
Oh, he's playing week one, you know, like, and that was a debate even 3 days ago.
Definitely.
We didn't really know. And so once they said he wasn't going to be on the PUP list, you're like, all right, that's a good sign. Mike Vrabel talked about it yesterday. And you're like, all right, that sounds good, but let's see what it looks like. And no, he is the leader of the wide receiver room. He is option one, two, and three if I'm Drake May. I'm looking for Steph Diggs at every single turn. And that's what it looks like a lot early on, just in the first little bit of camp practice that we had a chance to watch.
Okay, so
it's good.
I thought May looked real sharp. He was 8 out of 9. The only incompletion should have been a pick. Peppers dropped a pick that was lobbed over the middle of the field. I'm reading here from Andrew Callahan. This highlights something you said earlier today, Keith. We looked at a play on the near side sideline. Kyle Williams makes a nice back shoulder catch, and it's on Christian Gonzalez. You're like, oh, that's zero.
Yeah.
He's running that on Christian Gonzalez. Nice play or nice pitching catch. You said, though, it is hard to tell. In a game, would that be a sack, or would the pressure really flush him out? It's non-contact here.
Right.
Callahan does note there were 4 would-be sacks.
Sounds about right.
Just on the 8 out of 9 for May.
Yeah, watching it while we were doing the show, it definitely looked like there were a few times where the defense got there, but obviously they let it go. You don't never touch the quarterback, so he takes one more step up and throws it. And then the crowd reacts, like, ah, completion. You're like, ah, that's a sack. It's tough for the defense.
So the would-be sacks were credited to Keon White, Kalavon Chasen, Christian Ellis, and then a team sack, according to Callahan. There was one pick. DJ James had an interception to Josh Dobbs, who looked terrible. He was 2 for 6 on an interception. We pointed this out in real time. I'm like, man, there is a noticeable drop-off from the first team to the second team.
Yeah.
Is that because Drake May and the first team offense looks so good? Or is it because Dobbs looks terrible? I think it was more the latter.
Yeah, it was more like the offense, the first team offense was like a 7 or an 8 out of 10. Then you have the second string, which is like a 2. And then so you're like, oh, it's way, 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 way better. So obviously still room for improvement, as there would be on day one. But you could just sense the drop-off from the first group to the second group. Even one of the completions that they had, I mentioned how the two receivers practically ran the same out.
Yeah.
So they're not even going to be thrilled about that either.
Is that Cadillac sidling up to Drake May? Who is that?
Somebody
just came over and dapped him up. I thought maybe that was Cadillac.
They're just completely ignoring
Steph
Diggs. Is it?
I think.
All right.
Good move. I like it. Get in there. Like,
what are you doing? You're not paying attention to Steph Diggs. You're trying to hobnob with Drake May over there.
So, I thought if we want to talk about the drop-off to the second team, can I scratch this itch?
Sure, please do.
One day in? I don't know. Would Joe Milton be better on here? I saw some highlights going around from Joe Milton yesterday. He's still uncorking 50-yard bombs.
Yeah, I don't know.
That are out of bounds. But I wouldn't say Dobbs looked great. So May getting ready to step up. Nick, you let me know when we can go to it live at any point in time. But you're going to hear from the Patriots quarterback here momentarily on Jones and Keefe after a strong day one of training camp. Again, where Diggs was looking good.
He was.
Looking healthy. And Drake May was looking his way, which I wouldn't discount or underestimate.
As he should. I mean, I think that makes the most sense. Now, you don't want to do that at the detriment of missing wide-open guys, but that's something that we'll get to as the camp and preseason and everything else kind of progresses.
Oh, yeah, that was one thing. I don't know if
there was one, right,
I was
where
Kyle
Williams may have been open.
I don't know if Cadlick said this to Drake May when he was down there.
Yeah.
But Cadlick did tweet out he missed a wide-open Kyle Williams streaking down the field and took a short throw to Diggs instead. So some profit there. Here's the Patriots quarterback, Drake May, live at training camp.
And the stuff that we kind of major in the spring, stuff that we know, still some stuff to clean up, I think. Pre-snap, communication, cadence, trying to kind of use that to our advantage. But I thought we made some plays down the field. I thought the guys up front fought. It's hard to block without pads, but I thought they did a good job. And I think just, coming out here each every day and just try to build on it.
The crowd really session in Charlotte, how did that come to be? And yeah. How important was that for you to establish yourself?
No, I think it's something that, you miss those guys for a month and, you just want to get back, get a refresher for them, whether it's route-wise, play-wise. I think the most important thing is just bonding together. I think getting the guys together, going out to eat, having some fun, getting some work in, and I think it was glad that those guys, came out and showed up.
The crowd really reacted to your first completion.
Yeah, it's good to have him out there. I mean, he's a good player. He made a lot of plays in this league. Thanks to the fans out here for showing up. I wish I could, sign everybody. I think that's what makes the league go, these fans, coming out here and coming out here on a whatever day it is, Wednesday, we're in camp now, who knows the days, but coming out here and, supporting us and, being here for us in the hot and the heat, and I think that's what makes it go, so it's fun to be out here and make some plays.
Did it catch it by surprise? All of a sudden, you throw this little pass, and all of a sudden they react?
It's one of those things you figure. Just like the first catch in the game, I'm sure, a home game, we get a big roar. I think that's what you want. You want guys that, the fans like, that they want, and I think, there's a lot of roars for a lot of different players around here.
Drake, there's so much talk about you taking that jump in leadership in year two. How much is that mic in your ear encouraging it versus just kind of letting you naturally?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think he does a great job of kind of giving me kind of points where I can improve or points where, hey, maybe do this. I think he's also kind of let me go and kind of see where I'm at, and I think it's kind of a challenge for me to kind of lead this football team and lead this offense.
Drake, your second training camp.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Kind of coming here, know what to expect. That's what I was telling the rookies earlier. It's going to be a kind of whirlwind. You're kind of scrambling from period to period, and next thing you know, you're up against the defense and some full speed plays. So I think just take your time, enjoy it. Take the time to watch the film, and I think more than that, just have fun. I mean, the plays, just don't overthink it, and I think just play instinctive.
Great. Speaking of learning the offense, how close do you feel you are to kind of mastering the system that you've
been doing? Yeah, I mean, it takes a while, I think, to master something. The level that some of the guys played at. So I think I got a long way to go, but I think I'm like where I'm at. I got some more stuff to improve on. I think it all comes with, facing defenses. I think you can master it. Hey, what are these guys going to do on the route? I think there's a different kind of level when you're facing different, hey, versus this coverage, what are you going to do? And I think there's a different level to it that I think that we're kind of need to tap into.
How comfortable are you with the base stuff?
Yeah, the base stuff. I feel good. I mean, I think I think it's more of a judge of how I play today. So I think we moved the ball well. I threw one one ball, which I had back, but they play a good coverage for what we had. So I think it's just one of those things where you learn from it and try not to let those defensive guys get me. Yeah, Kyle. I know he's backside one-on-one with Gonzo. He made a big-time catch, strong hands. I told him to maybe sell a little more, just try to, give him a go-route feel. But I think he's coming along. He's looking good. I told Gonzo, I'm going to come at Gonzo. I'm not going to, backside. I'm not going to leave him out here bored at practice. So I'm good for, a rookie to make a play like that. And I think he's just going to get better and better.
Drake, what's your level of excitement coming into your
tour now
and
Vrabel and the Bonner? Yeah. I think it's awesome. I think coming out here and kind of a reset, everybody, feels good coming into camp. I think it's kind of, you get a tester, you get a feel when you come up with these practices and these joint practices, you get a real feel where you're at. So I'm excited for where this team's going. I think we've got some more work to do, get in shape, kind of small details offensively. But I like where we're kind of day one where we're at, and I think we got some more work to do.
about working with Stephon Diggs? Is that exciting for you?
Yeah, anytime. You know, an all-pro and a player like that, he made some plays out here today. It's awesome being able to throw to a guy like that. And even when you feel like he's not open, he's going to go make a play for you. And kind of tight coverage, you know he's a strong receiver, going to make plays. And I think it's we got a bunch of those guys in the room that are kind of earn their role and find their role.
Do you have some trust already sort of established with Diggs just based on what he's done in his career?
Yeah.
Or is there still a long way to go
there? I think there's certain players that have trust right when they come in. Garrett Bradbury and Big Mo up front. Guys like that have been in this league, played a bunch of starts. Mac Hollins, Hunter Henry, those guys, you trust, trust is basically, it's me kind of earning my trust for them. It's me really kind of earning their trust and kind of making them feel like, yeah, they can, trust that guy back there. I think those guys already have it, built in with what they've done in this league. So.
In your second year, how much will it help you knowing what joint practices are about?
Yeah.
Preseason games about help you get what you
need. Yeah. I think it's a huge help. That's what the biggest thing is. They say your rookie year is just, after your rookie year, you're just like all the rest of the guys, veteran-wise. So that rookie year is different. You don't really know what to expect. You're coming out here, and I remember the Eagles came out here, and I was in a drill, and a Mike Blitz came, and I was under center, and he basically was unblocked. So little things like that you kind of learn as a rookie that, things don't happen like that. And I think coming into year two, hopefully, will be a kind of bigger stride for me, kind of take the next level to playing, kind of chess match with the defense. And then we got some good teams coming here that we're playing and joint practicing. We're going, we're coming here against Washington, and we're going up to Minnesota. So two good defenses and two playoff teams. So
you said you were
how much of a leadership role do you see yourself taking this year in year two? Are you comfortable stepping up and being more of a leader, not just with the offense but with the team as a whole?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm trying to be. I think that's something you got to earn. I think it's something I come in there every day. Work hard, play good in practice. I think that's a big part. Take practice seriously. I think the practice translates to the games. It's hard to get, this simulation. It's not basketball. You can't go get shots, open three pointers. There's nothing like being in the mix of it with a lot of bullets going. So, try to earn, kind of earn my stripes in practice, and then from there, just try to go on and hopefully win some games, and I think that'll help.
Drake, you're always working.
A couple final questions, guys.
You're always working on stuff. What's new in your toolbox this year?
Working on stuff. I think. Just kind of remaining a passer longer when I scramble. I think that's big. Kind of getting outside the pocket, remaining a passer longer, hoping some big plays, scramble plays, and just making the defense. I feel like I had good times last year where I had some guys deep that I may have missed them or took off running instead. So just try to remain a passer and just keep trying to work on footwork. I think that's the big thing. New offense, new play actions, new concepts. Just try to time it up and get a good groove. So.
But Drake, you said you were excited about the prospects. What excites you most? Is there something specific that you can point to and say, this is
going to
be good?
What excites me most? I like that question. I think you've got guys around here that are tired of losing around here, and the guys that want to win, I think that's what excites me most. We guys want to win around here. I think the past two or three years around here and the past year for me, I can only speak for myself, but I think there's guys around here that are tired of losing and want to win. So thank you guys.
All right, thanks, Drake.
All right.
All
right.
That was good stuff.
Sure.
Karen.
Yep.
Last
question.
What's different around here?
Yeah.
He goes, I like that question.
That's good stuff.
But he goes, guys
are tired of losing.
Guys are tired of losing.
The whole fan base.
And they want to go out there and get some W's. No, I do think, and this is obvious, it's year two versus year one. He got a lot of questions about that. Seemed like he got some more repeat questions, just like Vrabel did yesterday.
I swear to God, did Volan do it again? I swear he was asked about Steph Diggs early, and then he asked the same question.
No joke, that's what it sounded like. It sounded like Volan asked him the same question
about
Diggs
that
he got asked earlier. Yeah.
That's his gimmick. He's I'll just wait. I'll repeat the first question about five later.
Well, and if you do it every time, then people are like, oh, he was doing that on purpose. He wasn't scoring. He'd never do that a second time in a row.
That's a good call.
That's also what it sounded like to me.
I was like, wait a minute.
Drake didn't body bag him.
No,
he
didn't. He's very polite.
Very polite. Did he knock somebody's recorder out of their hand and he was apologizing? I missed that live.
Yeah, he may have. He cut himself off mid-answer to
He was talking with his hands and slapped phone out of his hand.
That's how I like to talk. I got the Italian hands flying all over the place.
Knock
a microphone out of the way. But I thought there were a couple of interesting answers. But the general tone. It's day one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to a training camp practice in forever. So what do I know? Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe I'm falling for it. But on day one, he seems more comfortable. He seems, in command of the team. I like this answer about leadership, Keith. I'm trying to be a leader.
Yeah, it's earned.
It's something you got to earn. take practice seriously, earn my stripes there, win some games, that'll help. Boom. Like, I like that answer a lot.
I also like the answer, too, where he's talking about the veteran guys on the team and, like, if he trusts them. And he's like, well, really, it's the other way around. He's like, I need them to trust me. He's like, those guys have all been in the league a long time. Those guys have all had, especially guys like Steph Diggs, have had a lot of success in the league. So I need to be able to work up to a level where they trust me. You know, talk about some of his new linemen, even a guy like Hunter Henry who we played with last year, but I thought that was a good answer.
Did you think he was hesitant at all to engage fully on Diggs? Like, he was asked about Diggs and, like, the roar that Diggs got. He kind of latched on to the roar. He was asked another question about, I think it was his trust level in Diggs. I think that was a Phil question.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of Diggs questions. Some of them were the same question. And I think he was just like, what, do you want me to answer it differently?
But he was like well, there's a lot of guys. I got trust in all of them.
Yeah.
And so maybe it wasn't a hesitance to engage on Diggs.
I think you probably don't want to single him
talking
out.
Up the guys.
Yeah.
But you know who he did talk up? Kyle Williams.
Yeah, the Kyle Williams and the play on Gonzo. Oh, that's the other thing I liked. He told Gonzo, it's like,
I'm not going to leave you bored out there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Great line.
It was.
Because it is practice. So, like, he should take advantage of going up against Gonzalez. That's going to be the best possible practice that he got. It's like Brady going up against Ty Law.
The famous, you got to learn what you can't do out there. When you throw picks in training camp, that's learning what you can't do.
That's right. Well, there's one play he'd like to have back today.
Yep.
He even said so. But, no, I like that because also it doesn't help Gonzalez at all to go through an entire camp of a guy on the other side afraid to throw your way, so you don't even get to really do anything, and vice versa. So, no, I thought that was a good answer, too.
He's also still signing for kids, right? That's
me. He said he wanted to sign for everybody.
So he's still out there. He's still signing.
He's the man of the people.
But I like that answer about Kyle Williams, who I do think, you know, I was on him for his rounded route there early.
You were.
Egg on my face.
Second best receiver already on the team.
Oh, I think he had a good day once they got out there in competitive practices. Maybe not the individual drills, but competitive practices. He goes backside, Gonzo, strong hands, meaning Williams' hands. He's coming along and looking good, Kyle Williams. I told Gonzo I'm going to come at him.
I like that.
Don't leave him bored at practice. So I like that
from
as well.
Up here, Williams looks a little smaller
than I
thought. He's
tiny. No, he's listed at 5'11", 190. I think I'd take the under.
But he does look fast.
He looks fast.
And that's one of the reasons why they drafted the guy. But, yeah, for some reason, I don't know why I thought he was going to look a little bit bigger than he does, but
one other answer I liked, and if this seems inconsistent, let me know. I want design Drake May runs, and I'm okay if he scrambles too, but I did think it was interesting when he was asked about the improvements he's keying in on in year two. He mentioned footwork and other things, but the main body of his answer was, I got to hang with the pass longer, don't take off and scramble, remain a passer, and just kind of hang in with the throw. I think that's something you do have to do as a quarterback. He has the ability to take off and run. We know he has the ability. I don't want McDaniels or Vrabel to limit that. But there are times, and maybe the play that Cadlick sort of pointed out earlier today wasn't one where he took off, but he took the short throw to Diggs instead of pushing open and waiting in and hanging in for a receiver like Williams open down the field that at least Cadlick says he missed. I didn't see that in real time. But I think that's interesting that's in his head. Hey, hang with the throw longer, you know, hang with the pass longer, don't necessarily take off. That's something he's working on in year two.
Yeah, because the run will be there,
100%.
You know, and so I think that's something we've even seen. Now, this is real high end, but like when you watch Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, their first couple of years, obviously Lamar, would just scoot, right? And like it had pretty good success with it, but you're like, all right, is this really the best thing for this drive and for you even long term? Is this the best thing, or can you throw it down the field a little bit more? It's kind of stick with it, then run. Like, those guys still pick up plenty of yards on the ground, but they're still waiting for that one, you know, receiver to break open or whatever else it might be. So if that's Drake May's mindset, I think that's clearly for the best.
617-779-7937. You want to talk Patriots training camp? We're here. Day one, Jones and Keith, brought to you by McFarland Energy. More thoughts and takeaways from the first day here at Patriots training camp. We'll get into them with your phone calls right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Richard Fitz gave up 4 runs on 6 hits and 3 and a third innings, earning the loss in the Red Sox 4-1 loss to the Phillies in Philadelphia last night. The Sox look to avoid the sweep tonight in the series finale. First pitch is at 7:05. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito will get the start for the Sox against the Phillies' Jesus Luzardo. Don't forget to tune into the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Arcand beginning at 6:05. Day one of Patriots training camp has wrapped up here at Gillette Stadium, Day two of practice will begin tomorrow at 10:15. It's once again open to the public with gates opening at 9:15. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.